We're joined by one of the legends of music and culture in American life, Herb Alpert. The man from Los Angeles has been doing his thing for over a half century, an iconic trumpeter, composer, record label executive, artist, and philanthropist. He is still doing what he does like few others have, maybe no other has done. Human Nature is his latest work, and we will talk about that. But before we get there, Herb Alpert will be at the New Orleans Jazz Fest come May 4th, and I know this is something that is quite an honor for the people of New Orleans and Louisiana, but you're excited about it.
Oh, man, are you kidding? When I told my daughters I was playing at the New Orleans Jazz Festival, they got all excited. I didn't realize that it was that. I mean, people love the festival, and I'm excited to be there. Are you kidding?
Well, it's long overdue. This man we're speaking to is listed as number 7 on the greatest of all time Billboard 200 artists. That's number 7, and as we know, we've had some great musical artists through the years, and he certainly stood the test of time. Herb is the only person to ever have a number 1 Billboard song, vocal number 1, and also reach the top of the charts with an instrumental. He did it with This Guy's in Love with You and Rise. And we talked before the show about This Guy's in Love with You, one of the greatest romantic songs of all time, and your recording came about in an unusual way, didn't it?
Well, I was doing it for a television special for NBC, and the director, Jack Haley, said, why don't you try singing a song? You know, I'm tired of photographing you with the horn in your mouth. So I said, if I can find a song that I could handle, I'll give it a go. So I called a friend of mine. His name is Bert Bacharach. You know that guy?
I think I've heard the name.
Yeah. I said, Bert, baby, is there a song? I told him what we were about to do, that, you know, a song you maybe recorded or find yourself whistling in the shower, and you didn't get the right recording. So he sent me This Girl's in Love with You, and that was a song written by Bert and Hal David and recorded by Dionne Warwick. And I liked it. He just sent me a demo of it, and just felt right. Just felt like a song I could handle. So I called Hal David, who was in New York at the time, and I asked him if he would change the gender to, you know, satisfy the show. And I flew to New York. He changed it in an afternoon, and I asked him the same question I asked Bert about a song. Is there a song that you, didn't get the right recording, or you have it tucked away in your drawer someplace? And so 3 days later, he sent me Close to You.
Wow.
I recorded that as a follow-up to This Guy's in Love with You, and when I was in the studio listening to the playback, I thought the recording was pretty good, and my engineer, Larry Levine, who rest his soul, was a dear friend of mine, I said, Larry, tell me the truth. What do you think? How do you like this recording? He says, man, you sound terrible singing this song. So I put the song away, and I gave it to the Carpenters in 1970, and that was the breakthrough. So it was like one thing, happened after another. It was beautiful.
Well, Bert Bacharach and you have had a long collaboration, and that is certainly evident in your latest work, Human Nature.
Well, I love Bert. You know, I think most artists these days are looking for melodies because, the melodies are kind of few and far between. You're driving in your car, and you start at a light, and there's a car next to you playing a song, and the song sounds something like boom, 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 and that's the melody.
That's it.
So, we're all going back into the 30s and listening to the Cole Porters and the Irving Berlins and those great composers, and Bert, and certainly, I mean, he's an American treasure who has written umpteen million great songs.
Well, in your...
So I'm always like looking at his music.
In your new work, you do Alfie, which is something synonymous with Mr. Bacharach.
Well, it's just a beautiful melody, and my pursuit has always been if I can find a song that people recognize and see if I can do it in a way that hasn't been presented quite that way before. You know, I think it's exciting for people. Sometimes when they hear it, it's like they're hearing that song for the first time. And my premise has been, if it's fun for me to play, it might be fun for, X amount of people to listen to.
We had a pretty good trumpet player in Louisiana named Al Hurt, and he lasted a long time. But He was a very physical performer, as you are. It takes a whole lot of activity to do what you do, doesn't it?
Well, it takes a lot of practice. You know, I mean, you certainly have to be passionate about what you're doing. I mean, I tell this to young musicians all the time, or young artists. You know, if you're a writer, a dancer, a poet, a sculptor, or a painter, I mean, you have to be passionate about it. You can't just be doing it because you think it's, you know, you can attract a woman. You know, it's just... Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like it's serious stuff. And while you're sleeping, a lot of people are practicing who want the same thing. So, but you know, I had a great experience with Al Hirt because I got a call from our distributor in Louisiana who said, Al Hirt turned down a song that I think you might like. So he played the song for me over the phone, and it was Whipped Cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I said, I love that song. Would you send it to me? He sent it to me. I recorded it about 3 days later. It was a moderate hit. It wasn't like a monster hit for the Tijuana Brass. It was a big enough hit that we decided to do an album.
Yeah, I remember. I've got the album cover.
Yeah, well, my partner came up with the concept of, you know, let's get a bunch of food titles and make a concept album. And Whipped Cream, you know, started it all. And in that album was A Taste of Honey, and that was... For the Tijuana Brass, that was really the breakthrough record. And, you know, even though we did have, you know, in 1962 when we started A&M, we had The Lonely Bull. But there was a little lull between The Lonely Bull and the next series of records that became hits.
The title track from your latest work, Human Nature, it's good. It's great. But what went into the formation of this work?
Well, I was in Hawaii at the time, and I was, you know, every now and then, like, a melody pops into my head, and of course, you know, the things that Michael Jackson did, and, you know, he had a lot of strong melodies, and that particular song always kind of haunted me, and I came up with this idea of using this drum concept, this, like, not marching drum, but it was the drum groove, and when I played the trumpet over it, it just felt interesting, felt good, so that was it. I mean, I really don't have a formula for, you know, picking out songs. It's just when the song hits me and I play it on the horn and it feels good, that's when I stop. You know, I never really write the songs down, and when I record them, I try to make it spontaneous each time. Each take I do, I try to make it, you know, live in that particular moment, and that's what I've done through the years.
You are obviously an aficionado not only of music, but of all kinds of art.
There's a mystery about art. There's a mystery about painting and sculpting and acting, whatever it is. And if you think too hard about it, you know, what is that element that touches you when you hear it? You can't really come up with it. You know, like, I love Miles Davis, like most other, you know, musicians, and you say, okay, what is that thing that he did, or what is that thing that Louis Armstrong did? Louis, I can get a little closer to, because I played with Louis one night at a television special we did, and I became friends with Louis, and I understood Louis. Louis's personality came right through the horn. You know, Louis was an upbeat, lovely person, and that's the way he played, and that's the way he sounded. He was totally passionate about what he was doing. Other musicians are not, you know, quite that open. You know, when I was going to high school, and I had my favorite musicians, and now and then I'd get a chance to meet them, and I met quite a few of them, and I'd have this image because they were, like, very sensitive as musicians, and they seemed to have this very inside feeling of... just putting out there what they feel, you know, and I say, that person is very sensitive. And I'd meet some of these guys, and they weren't exactly like that.
No.
But that's the mystery of art is real intriguing for me. I mean, what is that thing that when you hear a record, it gives you goosebumps? You can't identify it. At least I can't. I don't know. I've heard people critics try to analyze what artists are doing. I mean, I remember walking in the... Metropolitan Art Museum in New York, turning the corner and seeing a Jackson Pollock painting, which was really huge, and I got goosebumps. I said, what is that? What is that element that he did that made it so touching for me? And I couldn't figure it out. You know, you could say, well, I like the color of the paint he used. So what? You know?
Well, I think the same can be said of your work, and I can only imagine the number of weddings where this guy is in love with you has been played.
Oh, I get so many people that tell me that they played This Guy's in Love with You at the wedding, and I'd say, well, that's beautiful. You're still married? And the woman or man would say, well, not really, not anymore. Not to that creep.
Well, the song next year, It's Hard to Believe, will be 50 years, but it was number one overall on Billboard and number one on the jazz charts for 10 weeks, and it has stood the test of time, as have you, Herb Alpert, and it has been an honor to talk with you today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.